Hi, Corey here for another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here to talk to you a little bit about some of the great announcements that we had last week. Last week, we ended up having a relatively big conference. It's called the Worldwide Partner Conference. And so we bring all the partners in, and we sort of talk about some of the things that we're going to be working on and some of the next wave of innovation that we've got in the platform. And as part of that, we announced a bunch of really cool things. And so I'm going to list a few things for you and kind of walk you through some of the things that we announced. First of all, we announced actually Linux support for OMS, or the Operations Management Suite. And so this is an agent that actually goes onto the box for Linux, like we do with Windows today. And now we'll bring back all that data into OMS. And so it effectively allows you to manage both Windows and Linux. Really cool stuff. And so it's, again, sort of another step to towards really making Linux just awesome in all aspects of the Azure platform. The other thing that we announced is similar sort of vein. Historically, for Linux, when people would call in and say, hey, I've got an issue, I'm running XYZ on Azure, we would say, well, you know, we see the bottom of this platform, and it seems to be running great, so good luck. And so what we end up, we never actually said that. Now I sound like a jerk. I apologize. I apologize to anyone who didn't actually say that. So anyway, it used to be a much brighter line between sort of being able to support the infrastructure versus being able to support the things above the infrastructure. And so the thing that we've actually announced is a lot more graying of that line, right? Sometimes maybe there's just a configuration, a tweak that can be made, or some performance investigation or analysis that can be done. And so we effectively are coming in and saying, you know what, we're here to help, right? And so we'll go in and actually offer quite a bit more help in some of those areas. Now, will we actually go in and debug the kernel and actually sort of give a fix in the kernel? Probably not. Obviously there are experts and folks who are better at that than we're going to be. But making sure that we're giving people the right experience and the right support as they continue to use the platform is really the top goal. And so really, it's actually a pretty big change. It's pretty exciting for us. And so the last thing actually that we've done is we announced a brand new template experience deploying in the portal. And so I've talked about templates to you a ton. And in fact, I talked with Rick and I said, hey, I'm going to talk about templates. He's like, that's boring. You talk about templates all the time. Here's what's different. We announced last week with DataStax, which is a fantastic Cassandra provider, if you're familiar, great sort of scale-out data solution. We announced the ability to deploy with a single click multiple tiers of sizing for a DataStax cluster. So you can, with a single click, deploy 4, you can deploy 12, you can deploy 36, and it'll spin it up, it'll actually configure, it spins up the ops center and goes in to manage it on top, and you can sort of, with a single click, go through the portal, answer a few questions, and you get the whole cluster out for you to use. And it's just really cool, because suddenly, you don't have to go and create those VMs, you don't have to go click, you don't have to go on the boxes at all. It uses our extension technology on Linux to be able to install everything. It configures OpsCenter using the extension technology, running some bash scripts. And so it just takes care of everything. And this is the beginning, right? This is one of the first ones that we've actually enabled this way. It's really exciting because you can actually download the template from the portal if you want to go take a look and see how we're doing it. And so you can build on top of that if you want to, or you can just use the one that we've got. And so this will be the first of many. We've got actually quite a few in the pipeline. So you'll start seeing quite a few more partners coming out with solutions that are going to be available for you to deploy. If you're a partner, please come and talk to us, and we'd love to actually talk about how to get that solution going. So, what I'll do is I will actually show you a little bit of this view. Well, how about that? You looking here? Can you see? So there, let's see. This is super hard to do. This is a really, really expensive way to do demos. Film it on a phone watching me holding my laptop. No, it's good. This is good. It's good. So you can see here sort of the experience, and so you can sort of see it'll go step by step by step, and there'll be a point where you can actually say how big you want the cluster. Let me zoom down here. And so you can sort of see at a certain point it'll ask you how big you want the cluster. You put in your licensing information for DataStax, and again, away you go. So super cool, super powerful. And again, this is just the beginning. It was great to announce that last week. So And of course, all of that's deployed on top of Linux. And so it kind of plays out nicely with sort of the overall sets of improvements and advances we've got across Linux everywhere. And so it's been a really exciting time. Again, it just continues to go here. Sort of the Linux support on Azure is just getting better and better. And so we're excited. We're loving it. And compared with my last show where I spent the whole time talking with Jeffrey Snover about sort of Nano and PowerShell and now all the great stuff with Linux on Azure, it really should be able to run anything you want. So, come check it out. Give us a try. And definitely come on and send me some notes on Twitter. The hashtag, which is the little pound sign, Azure TWC, which stands for Azure, the color and the cloud platform. Tuesdays with Corey, TWC. And so hit me up on Twitter or of course, go on to this and put sort of comments down here if you want to. And we'll answer other questions for you. And so that's all I got. Happy Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you around next week. Thanks a lot. The little salute at the end is real nice. That's I think that's going to win a lot of people over.
Nice.
Okay. This is what happens to it at the end of the day on Friday.
After a
really stressful day.
I hear you.
All right. Okay. Shut up, everybody.